Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:04 on Sports Radio 92.9. The game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. And this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We're going to get to the good, bad, and the ugly of the Falcons-Saints game in a moment. But here are the headlines before you head out. The 49ers beat the Panthers last night 20-9 on Monday Night Football. Dylan Gabriel has cleared concussion protocol, but Shedeur Sanders is expected to be the starting QB in the Browns' next game against the 49ers. Bengals head coach Zach Taylor says he anticipates Joe Burrow playing Thursday night against the Ravens. And the Hawks are back in action tonight in Washington, D.C. to take on the Wizards. Pregame is at 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7. Now, you want to get back to stuffing or bluffing, the last one I left you with. The Minnesota Mashed Potato Plunge. This is where a church in Minnesota hosts an annual mashed potato plunge where participants jump into a giant inflatable pool filled with warm mashed potatoes to raise money for charity.
I asked you as soon as we went off air, I said, how many gallons of mashed potatoes is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I said, I don't know.
Yeah. So I'm going to say that this is stuffing. I'm going to say this actually happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bo, what do you think?
Bluffing.
I'm going bluffing as well, but if this is not real, this needs to be a thing, because I would definitely do it.
Dylan is correct. It is not real, but we need to do this.
Yeah, okay. All right. I was trying to get a read. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Bo was right, too.
I was coming up empty. That's why I tried to pry a little bit further to see if you'd let out a tell.
Uh-huh.
But you didn't.
Her tell was when she read it the very first time.
What did I do?
You started to smile and like a little. You kind of almost was like, no. you got excited when you were doing it, and it was like almost like a last smile. And
I was,
but you masked it, but it was just a slight one, because you did it on the first one that was bluffing about. I think it was a left-handed one you did it on.
I needed more information. That's why I was like, hey, how many gallons is it?
Yeah,
Don't know. I actually think Allie's tell came from when Mike just reiterated that he asked you how many gallons it was, and you said, I don't know, and then you gave a little smirk. It was just like a little smirk that I was like, nah, she's lying. It ain't real. No. She ain't lying. Are she lying?
Tell you what, I'm glad I've read your tell now, because now I'm gonna win all these games.
I would never, never succeed at poker. Has anyone watched the Squid Game, the challenge on Netflix?
I watched the first season. I haven't watched the second season.
The challenge?
The challenge, yeah.
The challenge, not the real one.
Not the real. Yeah, I've watched the challenge.
In the second season, there's a guy that's a poker player, and he's won $6 million like playing poker. And it's like, why are you here?
Right.
Why are you here? It's only $4 million here.
He's probably like retired and is like, I'll just do this for fun. Yeah. What the heck?
This is a little bit off topic for now, but fits along with what we're talking about. Brandon Dorlus was speaking to Bo and Dave Archer after the game, and he's like, yeah, we had a stance tell on the tackle. I was like, shut up! Shut up! You don't ever say that! Of course! It's like playing a pitcher inside of your division in week one of the season and being like, yep, he was tipping the pitches. Okay, great. Now I know that I was tipping the pitches.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it's absurd. I was like, why would you say that out loud, man? You're never supposed to say there was a stance tell. You just ride it until it stops.
In defense of Brandon Dorlus, I know it doesn't need defending, but in defense of him, I just think he was happy to be doing an interview with Arch and me after a win. Because literally the last two times he's done it, they've been losses. He did the interview in New England, and he did the interview in Berlin. And Berlin one he wasn't even supposed to do, but things got moved around, so he did it. And as he's walking away, I was like, "Hey man, I'm just glad. I told you we get to do one after a win." He's like, "Right." He's such a good kid. He's so energetic.
I was so mad at him, dude.
He's actually. I'm glad you brought him up, because when we get to Good, Mad, and Ugly, he might be a part of mine.
There you go.
Well, let's talk about it, because there was a lot to like about Sunday's game. Obviously, the outcome, Falcons won over the Saints, but you guys have been going through the film, so let's start with the good. What have you seen that was good about Sunday's game?
Go ahead, Bo.
The young defensive players, and it starts with Brandon Dorlus, and it's really a season thing, but the young defensive players really stood up in this game, and I know that there's been a lot of back and forth on the draft pick, and we don't have our first round this year. And then last year, everybody was upset with Rook, and they basically everyone declared Rook and Brandon Dorlus bust after last season. Couldn't be further from the truth.
Yeah,
because Rook has played. In fact, you had five sacks. Okay, you had five sacks Sunday. Do you know how many of those sacks came from a player that wasn't drafted in the last 2 years?
Trying to think back on the numbers. Of course, Pierce and Jalen, and I'd say none of them.
Bingo.
None of them.
You win nothing.
Thank
but
you.
Congratulations.
You had to tell.
Rook had – well, the stat sheet in front of you probably told you. Rook had one. Pierce had a sack and a half, which was kind of – he kind of got cheated on. He should have got a whole one, I feel like. Dorlus got a sack and a half, and Jalen got a sack. The young defensive players up front, and you said this, I think, yesterday, it's not just Jeff Ulbrich, but give Nate Oli a lot of blanking credit. And
Jacquees Smith.
Jacquees Smith as well. These guys – And the assistant of to those two position coaches as well. Their names slipped my mind, but I see one of them all the time and talk to them. But it's phenomenal. Brandon Dorlus might be your MVP on defense this year.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because Zach Harrison's now down, and Zach Harrison's another guy.
He was strong. Yeah,
went down with 4.5. But the fact that Brandon Dorlus has 6 sacks, and we were questioning whether he could play.
I want to go with inside zone for my good. We have barely run any of that. We've run duo out of shotgun. We haven't had any shotgun runs at all. There was multiple times you ran inside zone out of the shotgun this week, and we have got to have a shotgun run. It's one of the worst tells we have when we're in shotgun. We're throwing the ball. They ran shotgun inside zone with Bijan. They ran it with Tyler Algier. Both times you're breaking out for 6, 7, maybe even 8 yards. I thought it was a really nice wrinkle to throw into the game plan.
Yeah, Bijan ran the ball well.
Yeah, he did.
And you look at the stat, you're like, he only had 14 carries. Well, yeah, there's a reason, but he was very, very efficient and productive on those 14 carries.
I agree.
How about the bad? What was your bad for this game?
I'll start this one. Mine was time possession. It continues to be an issue, and we celebrate so much when the defense gets these fourth down stops and they're in the red zone, they're inside of the 10, and the snap goes over Taysom Hill's head. As much as it was not the offense's fault in the third quarter, it absolutely was the defense's fault that could not get off the field. And I start looking already at like next year's free agent class and looking at some of the money you'll have freed up, and I'm like, you've got to go sign some of these guys that can shed blocks on the interior and make plays at the line of scrimmage. We celebrate Divine Diablo so much, and we get done with the game, we're like, D'Alford had this many tackles, and Divine Diablo, we've got to start seeing the interior defensive lineman numbers, not just on passing downs, but on rundowns, start to step up and put them in long yardage situations.
It feels like you're constantly in a NASCAR package up front, which is the NASCAR package, if people don't really remember, it was made famous with the Giants' first Super Bowl team with Eli Manning back in 2007. It was their pass rush package, and it was literally won them the Super Bowl, literally, because that was the way that they got in Tom Brady. They were in Tom Brady's face all night that night, and it really slowed down one of the greatest offenses we've ever seen. I mean, they only scored 14 points in that Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and that's kind of what feels like you're running every week. And it's a good point. Both of mine tie into what you just but my good, excuse me, my bad, my ugly both tie into your bad. But the first one will be my bad is third down efficiency. Look, if you want me to pinpoint the number one thing I've had an issue with in the Zach Robinson offensive play calling era, it's third down efficiency. It's been bad for 2 years. It's never gotten better. It's had better weeks, but it's never gotten better overall. And 3 of 12, you can't win consistently and help your defense out going 3 of 12 every week or 25% every week.
I agree.
And then what was your ugly?
Well, let me, because that kind of still ties in. It's the second half start, Sally. It's not just offense. It is offense too. But like when you start a second half and you go 3 and out, it's awful. When you start a football game with 3 and outs, you're starting games really bad. You know, the whole everybody wants that, like the scripted plays and all that kind of stuff. Well, they don't work for us because we don't start games and we don't start halves very well. We go 3 and out seemingly to start after every kickoff when there hasn't been football played.
Yeah.
But on the backside, they ran 78 plays on Sunday. New Orleans did. 32 of them came in the first two drives of the second half. They ran 16 plays, didn't score. You ran 3. You were backed up. I understand the play calling because you also had a backup left guard in there and backed up on your goal line. Then they ran another 16 plays and got a field goal out of it. They ran 32 plays to your 3. In fact, you had the ball for 3 plays in the third quarter.
Yeah, time possession for sure is a major thing. And I actually am going to go back to something that probably is a little bit has to do with that. But my ugly, and I grew frustrated with this, and I'm usually one of the guys that looks at these situations in the game and I'm like, I kind of get it. But our penalties have gotten out of hand, especially in the offensive front here recently. You had 3 false starts to start the game. A couple of those were put on Elijah Wilkinson. I think Tegan Quatoriano also had one in a very bad spot.
That's right.
I don't think you had any this past week, but you've had a number of offensive holdings on the offensive line. Guys, we had 9 penalties for 82 yards. One of the hallmarks of this era of Atlanta football post Dan Quinn, like starting with Arthur Smith and really coming into what we've seen from Raheem Morris, is that this team doesn't really rank near the top of the NFL in terms of penalties. But, man, the uptick recently has been maddening. The false starts, the holdings, the delay of games, I think you've got 5 or 6 delay of games this year. It just cannot happen. And Dave Archer talks about it every time he gets on with us. He's like, we're not explosive enough to get behind the 8 ball and try to overcome a 2nd and 12. It has everything to do with it. I'm really getting to a point where that's my ugly this week because you cannot have 9 penalties for 82 yards against better football teams and think you're going to win the game on the road the way you did this past weekend.
Yeah, it's spot on real quick. No one's going to say this because you had the one bad kickoff where DeMarco Helms, I don't know what the hell he was doing. he went and hit a blocker instead of hitting the guy with the football. But other than that, I thought the coverage team was phenomenal. Other than that, now it you can't say phenomenal as a whole because you had that one. But other than that one, Mike Ford played like his hair was on fire.
You want to talk about another penalty? I don't need Felipe Franks to get one more special teams penalty. I'm done with that, dude.
That is
the whole personal foul on sportsmanlike, whatever it is. You got, dude, stop worrying about your own self-vanity. Go down and cover a kick, make a tackle, and walk off the field. Yeah, I'm done with that.
You're absolutely right.
Well, you can weigh in on the good, bad, and the ugly at 9:29 at Morning Shift. Give us your thoughts on that. And this Saturday from noon till 2, you can join me, Allie Mack, at Nalakia in Stonecrest. We're going to be getting ready for the Falcons-Jets game. Someone's going to walk away with the ultimate tailgate kit, which is a 50-inch 4K smart TV. You get a Yeti cooler, cornhole, tent, chairs. Everyone's going to want to watch the game at your place, and someone else is going to take home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that is this Saturday, noon to 2 at Nalakia in Stonecrest. We're not taking Thanksgiving weekend off. We're going to be there, so come meet us out there.
Working.
And coming up, it looks like Shador will get another start. We'll get into that when we go in the huddle next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. He's going to be handling Top 5 Tuesday, 7:40.
It's ought to be very simple. It's ought to be very simple.
It should be, but it's terrifying.
Yeah, it is terrifying.
Because it should be.
It's a slippery slope.
We're about to go in the huddle, but sometimes you tell a joke, and it just doesn't work out the way you planned.
Falls flat. You know
what happened yesterday, Mike?
Yeah, so I don't consider myself a jokester, but sometimes I do have an inability to read the room. Yesterday was one of those. So Bo and his friends from his club, his neighborhood, everything else, they had a group of girls, Bo's wife included, that were handing out Jello shots and things on a tee box yesterday, and one of the tables had T-shirts and sweaters that had Life of Squid. Squid Nation, not Life of Squid. Squid Nation T-shirts, which you've seen. You saw this setup yesterday. So in my stupor, I stumble over there. None of these people know who I am other than probably his wife.
They know who you are.
Okay.
They know who
they
you
didn't
are.
Act like it. That was the funny part to me.
Shout out to the wives of E.W. Lift.
Yeah, so I walked up on this table, and Bo goes, how many T-shirts have we sold? And I start chuckling because I'm like, it's a Squid Nation T-shirt. How many did you think was going to? And she goes, oh, a few. I think we've sold three. And I go, oh, so Bo's mom, Bo's wife, and Bo's daughter all bought a T-shirt today? And when I tell you, like, see, that's all I was looking for. But when I tell you the just stone-faced look I got from all eight of these women as they looked at me like, who the hell is this guy? Why do you think you're funny? Please get out of my face. And I looked at my buddy Justin, who was golfing with us, and I was like, boy, that one fell flat. And I picked up my golf club, and I walked back to the tee box, and I was like, I'll remove myself from the situation. Hope you guys have a great day. Thanks for
coming. Well, the funny thing was is that I was standing right beside him when he did it, and he goes, so mom, wife, sister or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
I mean, it was as flat as it could have possibly been. There might as well have been crickets standing at the tee box.
Oh, there were.
I was like, all right, man. I'll show myself out. Like, that one didn't hit.
It was low-key, like, it was low-key hilarious now. Because it was like,
dang.
It was almost like they had my back because Mike was talking trash.
Exactly.
And they were just like,
who is this dude? Why is that funny?
Like, man.
Yeah. I don't know if they understood the Nation Mafia kind of setup. You know, I think they were just like, why would you make that joke, dude?
There's just no humor in the Nation.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is. It fell flat because they don't have any sense of humor.
Don't you talk about the Nation like that.
See, there's no humor.
Exactly.
Don't you talk about the Nation like that.
But that's exactly what their reaction was.
There is a lot of humor
in the Nation. It was unbelievable.
I did see the T-shirts, and I asked one of the nice ladies standing there, I was like, did Bo give these to you to give out? She was like, he did.
Yes.
And I was like, you're a saint. She was like, thank you. I know.
Well, see, that was a joke that would have landed. I should have said it that way. You instead, it actually hit. Did, Did she look at you like you were crazy? Like
no, you got to give him a compliment. You're a saint for dealing with
the
nation.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of mud being thrown in here.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Well, you made t-shirts, so I did, there's that.
Yeah, sell them. We make.
Are you texting with them right now? Are you asking if the joke landed?
Squid no, Billy. We all know the joke didn't land.
Okay.
Squid Billy is a business, Mikey P. You got to know that.
So.
Squid
LLC.
Billy is a
not
business.
Not really. If it's a business, we would be out of business. Because I have lost money on the t-shirt venture. I can assure you on that.
All right. Let's go in the huddle, Dylan. The 49ers beat the Panthers during Monday Night Football 20-9. It was the first time Christian McCaffrey had played Carolina since they traded him to San Francisco. Here is Kyle Shanahan talking about Christian playing his old team.
I've never felt anything from Christian any week about being the most fired up you can possibly be week in and week out. So I don't feel much of a change, but anytime you play the team that drafted you, a team you were with a while, I'm sure it was a little extra special for him.
I think it was. You know what it was not extra special for his quarterback play last night. Brock Purdy, 3 picks in the first half. And just when you thought, oh, they got a pick. Carolina's going to. And then Bryce Young throws a pick. And then Brock Purdy throws another pick. Dude, it was an absolute dumpster fire in the first half for Brock Purdy. And Bryce Young, on the flip side, was not good at all. I don't know what the final stats for him ended up being, but I know that he had to make a statement that it was not very good. Just the whole thing was bad. And Christian McCaffrey really did take over the game. And they imposed their will with their physicality from San Francisco. So, yeah, it stinks once again that we've lost to that team twice.
Can we talk about what happened after the game?
Yeah, sure. It's all that, too.
So, I guess, there's video footage that, at one point, Trayvon Moehrig, how you pronounce his name, punches Juwan Jennings in the male area.
The groin.
And Juwan Jennings, goes to the sideline. Mad, they got him over the sideline, and then after the game, he goes up and just slaps him right in the face mask, and it started a little bit of a melee. They asked Shanahan about it, and it was honestly it was kind of funny because Shanahan was like, "I'm proud of him." They're like, "What do you mean you're proud of him?" He's like, "You got hit in the balls."
Well,
he's like, and he went to the sideline.
I was gonna say that the reason you're proud is because you don't retaliate in the moment.
Yes.
You're smart enough to not do that, but then you wait till after the game, and you're like, "Yo, what's up?"
But I'm curious if Kyle Shanahan knew that whole thing. I mean, he had to have, I guess, but
sure.
That happened after the game.
Yeah. It was not a good look, but yes. I mean, on Trevin Moehrig, that was
he's
come
got,
on, man. We're watching NFL games in 4K these days. You don't get away with this stuff anymore.
Well, right? if you do it, you gotta do it in a scrum under the pile with a loose ball or something.
And even then in 4K you're probably not gonna get away with it.
You guys think my Real Housewives get out of hand. All right. Joe Burrow has missed the past 8 games with a turf toe injury he sustained in Jacksonville. Here is Zach Taylor on his status.
I anticipate him playing, but we'll continue to work through the week. I'm not going to declare that definitively. Coming off an injury, he's done everything he could. He put himself in a position to do his best to play yesterday, and we'll continue with that mindset. But he looks like he's in good shape right now. He'd be ready to go.
Dude, I don't know about this one. I'm torn. Because I think as a coach, you look at it and go, he's done everything he can to get back on the field.
Mm-hmm.
But while he's been gone, you haven't exactly held up your end of the bargain as a team. And so, I don't know. I would have a hard time if I knew that my entire tenure as head coach relied on that guy to put him back out in a situation, where you're really playing not for much. But I don't know how you look at a guy like Joe Burrow and say no.
I wouldn't start him again. I don't know. Well, here's the thing. I don't want to be a hypocrite because I did this with Acuna. I was like, you play. That's what they do. You play. I just wouldn't. Acuna was healthy, right? He was ready. I wouldn't rush back Joe Burrow at all. Not with his injury history. Not with with the offensive line play and where they've been at times. I just don't see the benefit of rushing him back. Unless you think your job is on the line, unless you win games with him to prove that you didn't win games without him because of how important he is and how good he is.
They've got to address that offensive line in the offseason, man. The center, the right guard spots for them are brutal right now and have been for some time.
Shedeur Sanders is set to start Sunday against the 49ers, even though Dylan Gabriel has cleared concussion protocol.
I'm good for him.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm very interested to see what the leash is, though. And hear me out. Only because Gabriel's healthy. And if you considered him better than Shedeur when they were both healthy. So if if it was, you know, you have a, if say Shador was, you know, 5 of 20 in the first half or something. I'm just throwing out a number. Do you change, make a change?
I don't think so. I wouldn't.
I don't think I would either.
I've seen everything I need to see from Dylan Gabriel.
I don't think I would either. I'm just curious of what their mindset is, what they're going to do. And look, you know, people have been very critical, unfairly critical of Kevin Stefanski and how he's handled this situation and what's happened in the building with people don't even know about, but they've still been critical about it. So it'll just be interesting to see how it plays out because they're playing, what, San Francisco, I think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Be a tough game. And I'm curious to see how it all pans out as well. I think at one point they had him graded over Shador. I don't think that exists anymore. Now when you're in the thick of the season, you just need to go get wins. And I think they'll continue to put the best situation out that they can. But I don't know what Dylan Gabriel has shown you on tape that you're like, let's throw that guy back out there. Like, I don't think it's going to be any better.
Don't disagree with you.
Dylan, are they playing the 49ers? Is that?
Yeah, Ellie, because that's what you said when you brought up the said story. But you know how that goes.
The wheels are turning, Ellie.
Coming up, new college football playoff rankings are coming in tonight. Who's going to slip a little bit after this past weekend? And it's Top 5 Tuesday. Dylan's in charge. Hold on.
Yeah.
That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
7:42 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass, and this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We're going to get to Mic'd Up in a moment. It's Top 5 Tuesday. Dylan is in charge. It's always controversial when this happens.
I know, dude.
I don't think today will be controversial because I know my list is just, you can't touch it.
Here's the deal, though. This room, this studio is very punchy today.
Yes,
so
that's a good point.
If you have a miss on there, you're going to get annihilated.
It should only be an argument about the order. It should not be the contents. We should not be able to argue the contents of this top five. It should be about where they fit on the list, not whether they should be on the list. And yet, as I look through the glass at Dylan, I become scared.
Dylan, the one thing I have learned about Dylan is he is going to have one thing on this list that is absolutely not supposed to be there. It's always, you just.
To you, it's not supposed to be
there.
Either
that or it's going to be just like so bland.
I would agree with you, but I got a lot of flack for the Almond Joy thing. You're so I'll stand pat.
But here's
the deal, Almond Joy's a goated. I couldn't agree. That's the only thing I don't think I've ever could agree with you more on that.
Almond Joys are garbage, but I'll give you this. At least it was there's flavor. This man made an ice cream top five, and it was all vanilla ice cream, essentially.
So here's my fear with this list, because it's Thanksgiving sides that won't have leftovers. I'm afraid it's going to be mashed potatoes, scalloped potatoes, baked potatoes,
you think so?
Sweet potatoes.
Just real starchy. Just going to get super potato salad.
I can see why you go there, and I do have a love for potatoes, but that is not the list. There's not going to be any of that. I can guarantee you that.
He's going to go Bubba Gump and start naming all the different shrimp.
What
different shrimp dishes?
More shrimp. Fried shrimp. Jumbo shrimp.
Yes,
can I,
dude.
Can I tell you real quick, though, since Bo brought up ice cream, I found this new, like, so there's we just got an Andy's frozen custard near my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there, and they, like, you can build your own, like, concrete mixer. I found the perfect combo. You get the vanilla, you know, concrete mixer, like ice cream, whatever you want to call it, with M&M's, cookie dough, brownie, and they actually put like pieces of waffle cone in there.
Whoa.
That's okay.
That's what you go with. That is the order.
Waffle cone as a binder. I hear you. Like, I can go with that. I can go with that.
That's the order right there.
I was scared you were about to say you just discovered like cookie dough ice cream.
Toppings.
Oh, no.
Top five
been
Tuesday.
Been a fan.
December's Top Five Tuesday. Top five toppings at Yogurt Mountain.
She is just firing at people right now. It is just like,
the honeymoon phase is worn off in here. Allie's had it with all of us.
She's very quiet this morning, and I know why, because she's just saving all our words as weapons.
Yeah, that's true.
Saving my voice.
Yeah, I should have done that yesterday.
We are going to get to that top five list. I am curious what's on it. We'll get to that in a moment. But let's talk about the new college football playoff rankings tonight. After this past weekend, the games this weekend, are you expecting any major changes when this list comes out tonight?
No, I don't think major changes, but I will look to see if there is any just small shuffling, you know, as far as like teams like Pitt go. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe Pitt and Miami play each other this weekend. Remember, we talked about it a few weeks ago that Pitt really held the keys to the back end of this list in a lot of different ways. And I don't know, just the small changes right there. I want to see, you know, I want to see where teams like James Madison could fall in there, or Tulane, and see if there really is a chance that – how's the shuffling go in terms of the ACC and some of those at-large teams? So, yeah, I don't expect any major ones. It was such a dull weekend of college football this past weekend, but see how it all pans out.
Where was Oregon last week in the playoff?
They would have had to have been...
Like, there were seven, I think, right?
I was going to say six, but yeah, maybe.
I wonder if they move at all. They beat USC.
That's a big win.
Yeah. You know what's weird is the Michigan-Ohio State game this weekend. Michigan's not bad. They're not good offensively, but they're not bad.
Yeah.
And, I mean, so that's a big game. That's a game that crazy stuff. Did you think they were going to win last year?
Every year crazy stuff. I mean, and
Ryan Day, it's a little block.
Last year's a prime example.
And what does... What do they – if Michigan was to win that game, and obviously I'm forecasting not tonight, so sorry, but what do you do with them?
I don't know.
Because
I genuinely don't know.
I think they were
know.
Like 17 or
can't
something
play,
last
I can tell you this much. Can't put them in front of Oklahoma.
No, they don't belong. They don't
belong.
That's what I'm saying. They don't belong.
Can't slide up that way. It's going to be such a good weekend of football, man. There's so many rivalry games going on, and of course Friday, the big one on Friday that I'm really excited about watching that one. I'll still be in Florida for that one before I head back Saturday morning and take a seat for some of the college football games on Saturday.
It's going to invite you for a watch party.
Was it Ohio State that planted the flag last year and there was a big ruckus that broke out?
It was Michigan.
Michigan planted the flag
on Ohio State.
Okay, yes. Yeah. I remember that.
And that was when the pepper spray came
out.
Ooh,
that was a mess. Sideways.
Do you like as a Georgia fan that they're playing Tech at Mercedes-Benz on a Friday?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Why?
I don't. Well, first of all, the neutral site thing, I think I've already talked to multiple people that don't love it on both sides, that don't love the thought of that. And actually, I think I was talking to Grant the other day. Like, imagine if Auburn and Alabama played at a neutral site. And I was like, well, they did. Until like 20 years ago. they did it at Legion Field in Birmingham for a really long time. And that's exactly how they went about that. And he didn't like it. I actually do like the fact that it's on a Friday, though, because I think it's such a good rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, it's been a little bit one-sided. But I think that it deserves that window that you're probably going to get. That sometimes, you remember Texas and Texas A&M used to get that.
Yeah,
it
used to be 11 a.m. on the Friday after Thanksgiving.
The Egg Bowl has had that at times as well. I just think it's awesome.
I know we got to get to Dylan's top five, but I don't like it for one reason. And it's because we don't get to see this. And we did get to see it Saturday, but there's never an opportunity where I don't want to see the flats on a Saturday night or even a Thursday night where you see the city shots that the TV does and you just looking in that stadium.
Sure.
That's one of the coolest. That's honestly one. If you've ever sat in
that
press box, that is one of the greatest sight lines that you'll get to see as a stadium. We don't get to see that. But I would tell Tech fans, and I know I'm going to get a lot of heat for this, but I would tell Tech fans that are mad about it, you're not losing anything, because I've been in that stadium for that game multiple times, including when you were about to go to the ACC title game, and it was almost 50-50, if not more, Georgia fans there. So, you know,
show up, show out.
Yeah.
Yeah, show up, show out.
At least this way you're generating a little bit more revenue for the school and the program.
I'm with you on that one. And I agree with you about the scene, the skyline, and everything else. I actually went to a Bama-Georgia Tech Super Regional baseball, maybe regional, and that's a cool sight, sitting in the baseball stadium looking out over the skyline. So
it is. Yeah, I've seen that too. Yeah, I've been there, yeah.
That is a good point. But, you know, I think as the sun goes down on Friday and they show Atlanta, you know, in that game, that matchup, that's going to be a lot of fun. I think it deserves that stage, especially this year.
Absolutely. So, I want to remind you to join the Morning Shift, that is us, every Friday for the tailgate at home. It's presented by Publix. Bo will fire up the grill, share his favorite game day recipes, and you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the Morning Shift. It's the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix.
And as a reminder, and I'm just going to say this to the people at Buffalo's Cafe, I'm going to apologize for this list in advance, but Buffalo's Cafe... Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Buffalo's Cafe is not my list. This is Dylan's list. Go for it.
It's crazy that y'all are just negating the fact that I've had like three or four fire lists in a row. I mean, it's crazy how y'all just have this revisionist history of my list.
I think you're adding that number up a little bit more than it deserves to be.
Right. I don't think so.
You got it, man.
All right. We are doing the top five best Thanksgiving side dishes. We got to. Thanksgiving's only a couple of days away. Because Allie, just a couple of weeks ago, she did the sides that you're going to have plenty of leftovers because nobody's going to want them. Mm-hmm. With these sides right here, they're so good, there aren't going to be any leftovers left. So, without further ado, no honorable mentions. We're getting right into it with number five.
Number five.
You're going to eat your cornbread.
Mm-mm. Not at all. I want you to have it.
Cornbread coming in at number five. And I will say this real quick before we continue. These are obviously all the foods at their peak. But it's hard to mess up cornbread, too, because even bad cornbread can be pretty good.
Sweet or normal?
Sweet.
Okay.
Sweet. Sweet cornbread.
That Jiffy.
I need that Jiffy.
Is it considered a side?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's not a main course.
What? No, I just thought it was bread. I just thought it was into bread. I never considered bread a side. Okay, I'm just asking.
Yeah. All right.
I would consider it a side.
Yeah, I'm not hating.
All right, this is the only one that I think I will probably get some pushback on, but I don't care because I'm standing on business and I stand 10 toes down with it with number four.
Number four.
You're talking about the green bean casserole. Is that your favorite dish?
It is my favorite dish. One of my favorite dishes. Good enough to be in the top five. Y'all sleep on green bean casserole so bad. I mean, the crunchy fried onions at the top just absolutely make it, and it's good. I love me some green bean casserole. I go back to it over and over and over again until it's gone.
All right. I don't mind it.
Okay. I expect a little more pushback. Allie made a face, but, you know, I knew that was
coming. I mean, I worry about
because green bean casserole was on her list.
I worry about your stomach if you keep going back to it.
I got a stomach to steal, so I ain't worried about it at all. All right, we'll keep it pushing here. Let's go to number three.
Number three.
Just because the top of your mac and cheese is like crispy and you blowtorch it doesn't make it good.
That one came with a PSA because that is true. I do love crispy mac and like where it's crispy on the top, but just because it's crispy on the top doesn't make it good mac and cheese. I just want to put that PSA out there.
It's got to be creamy in the middle.
I don't know. I have a bad feeling about this. I have a bad feeling about this.
Mac and cheese is legit, though.
Mac and cheese.
It is good. It's just... Okay.
Comes in at number three. Let's continue on with number two while Boa gathers himself here.
Number two.
Take you home with me. I hate you. What we do it all over again. Cause I love stuffing. I love stuffing.
That's right.
Stuffing. I love stuffing. Stuffing. More stuffing.
I mean, I'm stuffing.
I love this song.
Stuffing. Bro. Stuffing coming in at number two because, like, you can combine stuffing with so much stuff. Obviously, you can put it on the turkey. I'm the type where, like, the stuffing, if it's that top tier, if it's good stuff, you can put the stuffing, like, you can eat it with like your potatoes. You can combine stuffing with multiple things on your Thanksgiving plate.
Are you guys in the thought process that there's a difference between stuffing and dressing?
Yeah, I kind of.
It depends where you make it.
Probably a topic for a wake-up call, but yeah. Yes.
I just going to tell you, I don't know. We that's an age-old debate. We don't need people national on that, but I don't like either one.
Wow.
I'm not a fan of stuffing or dressing.
I'm good with stovetop stuffing that doesn't have, like, you know, the big turkey pieces in it, but I'm good with dressing that does have the big turkey pieces in it. I think I would prefer, I guess, dressing if you're making that difference, but stuffing, dressing. Number two is stuffing / dressing. We'll just keep it at that to keep it simple. All right. Number one does not have any audio, but I'll still play the sounder.
Number one.
Because I couldn't really find any funny clips or, you know, things about that. but it is twice baked potatoes. Man, number one, especially the way my mom makes it. She makes the best twice baked potatoes. She makes to where the fact that it's kind of like, they're not like individual, like, potatoes, but like it's all together, like, so it's kind of like a twice baked mashed potato type thing. She puts bacon bits in it, cheese. I mean, oh, there's like a little bit of sour cream in it. Oh, it is so good.
I would love to try it. It makes me hungry right now. But does she make that for Thanksgiving?
I was gonna say three in one doesn't belong on a Thanksgiving list. That belongs at a steakhouse menu. But
That's a lot. I mean, that is a lot to do for Thanksgiving.
It does take her a while, but she knows I love it, and she loves me, so she makes it for me.
How many bags of potatoes does she buy?
Quite a bit. I couldn't even honestly tell you.
And no mashed potatoes in the Matthews house?
Not when you have twice baked potatoes. Because, again, like the way she makes it, it's kind of like a mashed potato type thing.
You completely missed on at least two things, and I won't reveal them right now. I'll wait till, because I know we got to get a break. But, yeah, there's two completely swinging misses here.
Everyone has a chance to weigh in right now on Dylan's Thanksgiving list. 404-726-0929. What did he miss? What should be higher? What should be lower? I have tweeted out the entire list if you missed anything there. 404-726-0929. The Wake Up Call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.